podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi there, and welcome to the immediate post-match reaction, where I'm joined by Kieran Wallace. I would ask how you're doing, Kieran, but I think that's probably a silly question given the circumstances where Rangers have put in a, quite frankly, pathetic performance against Dundee for a 0-0 game for, I don't know how many times, was it the third time this game was on, but just a shocking performance. Kieran, I'll get straight into it. What was your overall thoughts on that game?
Type of game of football that would get football cancelled, quite frankly. That Rangers team lacked any sort of invention, any confidence, any ingenuity going to create something. I mean, apart from that Dessers chance late in the second half, I can't really remember their keeper even having to make a save. That's how bad it was. Credit to Dundee, thought they set up well. I thought they frustrated very well. Luke McCowan ran the show for them in the middle and probably the best midfielder on the park, but less about them and more about us. I can't be told different. We've thrown the title away tonight. Even if there is only 3 points in it, there's no way that team can go to Parkhead and get a result, never mind win the other games that we've got remaining. And if this league did come down to goal difference in another Helicopter Sunday scenario, there is not a chance that team has got goals in it. We've got our main striker, or the guy that, if you even want to call him a striker, has been playing up front, has one goal in 9 games. That's not good enough. And I've not really fact checked this, but I think that's now us get 3 wins in our last 8 games. That's not title winning material. I think I've went 360 now, and I'm now cannot believe that this team are in a title race. I can't believe we've got to here.
Yeah, still very raw.
They're in a title race.
Yeah, I think that's fair. As you said, it's still very raw. It's just it's difficult, as you said, given the fact that what's on offer, what could potentially happen, and just for a Philippe Clement team to just to come out and put that level of performance in was just it was woeful. And just to have, I don't want to say quite chucked it yet. I'll try and be a bit positive here, but just to be usurped by Ross County and Dundee was just absolutely not what I was expecting, given what this team's done previously. But listen, Kieran, we'll get into the starting lineup. Those 3 changes from another pathetic game at the weekend. Ruth, Lawrence and Sterling, what did you make of the starting 11 tonight?
Do you know what? I liked the changes. I liked the starting 11. I thought it looked positive. It looked like a team that who was set up to go out and try and score goals. And it went a complete opposite way. Delighted to see Ruth up front, starved of anything. I thought he was pretty poor after he took the knock in the back of the legs early in the half. And yeah, if it was me, I would have probably dropped Silva. The only saving grace is that we've not spent 35 million on him. We've only got him on loan, so we can send him back. So I think over the piece, we can pretty much put that down to a poor signing on loan, Silva. As far as the team's concerned, it did look good to me. Everything looked good on paper to start there. It's everything we wanted. We wanted Sterling in the starting lineup. You wanted attacking. I think folk were calling for Lawrence and Cantwell. I know people were calling for Sterling through the middle, but it appealed to me. I thought Seema started quite brightly and fell right out it.
Yeah, totally agree. It's he did start quite brightly, but it's just even the shots and stuff like that, it just encapsulates the whole performance. Like, it was so like meek, like it, when he was attacking. But listen, you touched on it a wee bit earlier on the intro there when you were discussing it. It's the biggest thing was the complete lack of creativity for me. There was nothing going forward. There seemed to be no movement. I was even surprised to see that I think we had 7 shots on goals. As you said, apart from that Dessers one, I can't really remember much else. But what is that down to, that lack of creativity? I know you touched on it, and I have it in my notes as well, that I did feel Dundee played well. They structured well. You know what you're going to get against a Tony Docherty team. You know, whatever you think about him, I think he's a good coach. He knows how to set that team up, especially in recent weeks. But there was nothing going forward from us. And why was that, do you think?
See, to be honest, since that Motherwell game, we've not recovered. And I honestly feel that Motherwell have drawn the blueprint on how to play against us and how to beat us now. Sit in, soak up the pressure, make it hard for us through the middle, and then try and get in behind or hold the ball up the park, knowing that we'll leave two centre-backs that couldn't defend our country. It's really hard to sort of be balanced and try and be rational here, but if you look at the Ross County game as well, Clermont has got to shoulder a wee bit of the blame for that. For me, we've seen how Ross County set up at Ibrox when the game had 40-plus shots and goal. Ross County came out and scored a very good goal against us, and that is pretty much the exact same goal that we've seen scored against us the past, what, 3-4 weeks? And it's frustrating. It really is frustrating, Kyle. I like I say, I'm finding it hard to be rational. I'm very, very angry at the moment.
Yeah, again, I think that's fair. But we will try our best to break it down with a bit of sense about us if that's ever been labelled at the podcast. But for me, I don't want to point the fingers and lay blame, but is the manager putting faith, in the same players too many times? I'm looking at Silva here, maybe looking at Tom Lawrence a wee bit as well, because I do not see what either of those players are giving the team at the moment.
It's a funny one, isn't it? It's really a funny one. I think I share the thoughts of a lot of Rangers fans here and the need for change come the end of the season. Goldson, Tav, Lundstrom, Silva, Lawrence, would we really be sad to see the back of these guys come the end of the season? I don't know. It's a tough one to answer. Tav's the one that sticks out. He's done so much for the club. But again, I think it's just time for change. And I hate it, though, because it's like, right, we rip it up and start again. Like, Lundstrom, for me, I think Ross said it in the chat at the weekend. He's went 180 on him, saying that he shouldn't get a new contract. I think I'm the same. He regressed tonight. I seen that John Lundstrom that played under Beale that wanted to pass the ball laterally and pass it back to the centre-backs. We don't need a centre-mid to do that. We need a progressive number six that playmates from deep. It's so frustrating to sit and watch the same old movie over and over again. It's time that we get a winning Rangers back. And to be honest, I'm not the guy and I don't get paid enough as a football guy to know how to sort this out. I don't really know where we go for here, Kyle.
Yeah, as you said, it's still so raw and it's just difficult to process. And yeah, I don't really know what we go through, where we go from here as well. But trying to look at it, do you think that, well, as Clermont said that the previous issue at the weekend was structure, and I just don't see how that was addressed tonight. And again, maybe I'm being a bit harsh on the manager here, but we have got a 0-0 draw away from a team that we should be beating, especially at this end of a title race here, but I don't think we'll be using that much for much longer. But do you think that was rectified tonight, the structure? Because I've been saying it for a few weeks now that the balance of that team, I mean, even going away back to the second leg of Benfica at Ibrox, I just don't think there's been a very good balance in that team.
No, not at all. Even it's been a tough ride since Sima got injured and Silva's played on the left. Silva's not a left winger. He's had a couple of good games there as well. When you want to talk about balance, Dow's a 10. Lawrence is a 10, while Raskin sits on the bench, while they pair Lundstrom in the middle. Like, make it make sense. It doesn't at all. God knows what's going on with Nico Raskin. We know there's a player in there. He might not have shown it this year, but he just can't tell me that he won't do a better job in there than Lawrence or Dowell. Two guys who, I think Dowell even touched on it when we were out of centre mids at the turn of the year, that playing in central midfield, the 6 or the 8 isn't his position. He's a 10. So why are we persisting with this when we've got Raskin sitting there? And you're right, Sterling, for all the plaudits that he gets, it's a right footer at left back. You totally lose a dynamic of the team there that Ridvan gives you. And I know it's been a shame since Ridvan got injured, but where's the backup plan there? Where's the contingency? There's nothing. The squad is a mess. Another mess, and it's a mess that's going to have to be cleared up now. Without that Champions League money, and without basically having money to move forward, I mean, if you're talking that we want to sign Cortez, we want to sign Seymour, on top of signing Diamandé, you're talking 20 million to stand still here, around about that.
Yeah, it's crazy fees to just, as you said, stand still, basically. Trying to bring it back to the game a wee bit here, do you think that leaving Lawrence on was a mistake? That was certainly something I saw a lot on social media. I didn't think he was having a particularly good game. A lot of people saying that Cantwell should have maybe stayed on. I feel like I'm being harsh on the manager here, because I don't actually think tonight was a lot on him. I think it was the players that let us down, as you've already touched on. But I mean, even going to the subs as well, Dessers coming off the bench, Matondo, Dow, I just didn't feel that they were particularly the right subs. I just, what is your thoughts on that?
It's not inspiring, is it? Matondo has done okay this season coming off the bench, but again, there's a player, when is he going to turn up at Rangers as a full-time starter that merits the wage that he commands and the fee that we paid for him? When are we going to get this guy? Dessers, for me, is going to go down as one of the worst signings in the modern era at Rangers. His figures will mask that, the same as James Tavernier's figures will mask how poor a season he's had defensively.
Yep.
Got to feel for the manager that he's got to work with the cards he was dealt. But again, he took the job knowing that these were the cards that he was going to be given. So it is up to him to make a difference. Another huge recruitment drive in the summer. We already know there is a lot of players going out the door, going into double figures. And there's going to be a lot of players having to come in the door. So in terms of going to the bench, being really honest, we've seen worse benches this year where it's just been full of youth players and sort of guys that are thrown on there that are maybe not fully fit. So in terms of Lawrence staying on or Cantwell maybe not going off, could have been either one of them. Cantwell was poor as well. Maybe as poor as Lawrence. And yeah, it's just really frustrating, Kyle. Like, I don't know if you've seen it any different than me that you could have made a different change there. I think the immediate one for me was maybe Silva for McCausland and put Seymour on the left, McCausland on the right, and gave that a go.
Yeah, I'm like you. It was so uninspiring. The whole thing was just so meek. It was mild. It was just, there was nothing from us that at any point suggested to me that we were going to score throughout that game. And I know I'm just trying to pick up talking points. And yeah, just as you said, when the three of them came on, apart from Matondo, it just didn't fill me with confidence at all, because I don't know, you've alluded to it. I think we're carrying too many passengers. But listen, I've got two questions for you before we leave or finish the podcast. Where does this leave Rangers now? Do you think that this team has the bollocks basically to go on and win every single game from now until the end of the season?
I promise you, I wouldn't really swear at the start, so I'm not going to say it, I'll get it banned. No, not at all. This team doesn't have the balls, right? And the reason I say that, Motherwell at home, we knew Celtic were going to Hearts on that Sunday, and this was our big chance to really seal a gap. 6 points it would have been. We shit the bed, all right? I've just contradicted myself. Celtic at Ibrox, chance to go 5 points clear. We're 2-0 down at half-time. Okay, we get 3 each draw. Wasn't good enough. Shit the bed. Tonight, game in hand. Had to go and win it. Had to go and win it to stay within touching distance with them. Knowing that we need to go to Parkhead as well. Again, shit the bed. The mentality is all over the place there. Absolutely shit scared of going on and competing for a title. It's not fair at all whatsoever on the fans who put their hand in the pocket. Season after season, record ticket sales again for the season ticket renewals the other day. When are we going to start seeing trophies consistently, especially that league trophy? We've just gift-wrapped £60 million to Parkhead again without automatic promotion qualification to the Champions League next season. Not winning this league is so damaging to us and the financial gap between us and Celtic. It's a tough one to take, Kyle, and I feel sorry for Clement. He's probably not going to get the money that he deserves in the summer now, and it's tough to think where we go from here.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's going to require a minor miracle to see any sort of positivity in the next, well, when it comes to the league, certainly in the five remaining games, given how difficult those fixtures appear now on paper. But look, the last question is like we look ahead, we've got a massive, it's Rangers, we've got another massive game at the weekend, a semi-final against Hearts in the Scottish Cup. What can we do to change it?
Just not even no turn up. Oh man, I need to put a positive spin in this. This hasn't been like me.
I know it's really not, but I understand why, and I'm sure everybody watching and listening will understand why as well, Kieran.
I think the players owe it to the fans big time. I didn't leave the TV on long enough tonight to see the reaction between the players and the fans. But it's hard to look forward and look forward to enjoy that game on Sunday. It's a semi-final for the Scottish Cup. We're potentially playing Celtic and Aberdeen in the final if we can get past Hearts. Like, that should be exciting as a Rangers fan, but it's not. And it's a tough one to get my head around at the moment because I don't even think the team looks tired anymore. It looks a team that's frustrated with each other. Just a far cry from where we were 4 weeks ago. And I think that's what hurts the most because we've seen the potential there, physically and an ability that team could go on and do something. But when it came to mentality and it came to a title race, I don't even know if we can call it a title race because for me, it's over coming at the split.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. And yeah, let us know what your thoughts and feelings are on it down below. But yeah, I think you've summed it up nicely because it's just a pathetic, meek, just disjointed performance, and we have to pick ourselves up from this. There are still two trophies to play for. I'll try and be a bit positive at the end of this because I feel the medication kicking in just about now. So yeah, we've got to pick ourselves off there. It'll be really interesting to see how the team reacts to this at the weekend, but. For now, thanks for joining me, Kieran. I know it's been a difficult pod, but take care, everybody, and we'll see you all at the weekend. Sports Social Podcast Network.